a big welcome. I'm down here at Beach Lane this morning on this crisp winter Saturday morning with Radio Karam for our Beach Lane Presents. I have three beautiful practitioners that are part of Beach Lane here that will be have come on board and will be doing some exciting things in the next month and for our winter festival. So a big welcome to Tim, Allison and Peter Anthony. Thank you for joining me, everyone, this morning. We're going to go through just first of all for the listeners and do a little bit of an intro on each of the practitioners I've got. So I've got quite the panel sitting here with me this morning. And just for you guys to share a little bit about who you are, what you do, where you've come from and what has brought you to Beach Lane. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mitchell, Tim Mitchell, this morning. Take us away and, yeah, share a bit about yourself.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. My name's Tim Mitchell. I'm 63 and a half years old. Why a half? Because I'm proud of every year I've lived. I'm a teacher of Vedic meditation, a practice that I've been doing since I was 18 years old, and have been teaching it full-time around the world since 2005. It's a practice of deep relaxation that's easily accessible. It comes with no cultural encumbrance. And so it's very applicable to modern life. And I've just come back from teaching this in Europe, particularly in Prague, for the last 7 years, and have returned to Melbourne, my ancestral city, that I ran away from in 1980. So it's some big changes for me. And I've come to Beach Lane. I'm living at Karam, and my ancestral suburb was Aspendale, so it's real home territory. And I've been delighted to discover Beach Lane as a place that I can bring the experiences and the teachings that I've gathered over, I can say proudly, a very interesting and very varied life. I've had a great love of the knowledge of India that includes meditation. I've got several diplomas in different styles of yoga, and my real passion is Ayurveda, which is the traditional health science of India. And I'm a lifestyle and dietary consultant in that as well. And I run cooking classes and also just give support to small groups and private people in learning to live life joyfully. And I'm very happy to be part of this winter festival and to come home.
Thanks. Welcome back, yeah. We were very excited to have you on board, Tim, and you have such a vast, fascinating background, so we look forward to hearing and learning more, definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. I'll hand over to you now, Allison, to share a bit about yourself, where you've come from, what you do, and what brought you to Beach Lane.
Thanks, Nicola. It's great to be here. I'm a clinical nutritionist and wellness coach. I'm currently based in Mount Eliza, where I run my own practice, but I also run talks at various health clinics and workplaces and nurseries as well, where I talk about the importance of growing your own and eating whole foods. I guess I was drawn to this profession probably before I knew it. I grew up on a farm where we're surrounded by vegetable gardens and whole foods and a mother who loved to cook with next to nothing, and I sort of didn't appreciate that until I had my own children and realised so many people probably aren't aware of how to eat a whole food diet and the importance of that. So my passion and interest really lies in teaching and inspiring people how to eat a whole food diet and how that supports our health in every aspect, our mental health, our physical health and our gut health, which impacts everything. So I love teaching people about that, and also love teaching women about the importance of their health at every life stage, and children and adolescents as well.
Beautiful. Another vast background and lots of fascinating topics and qualifications in there. Can you tell us what brought you down to Beach Lane, Alison?
I'm wanting to run more and more workshops around the Mornington Peninsula, and a friend of mine brought me to Beach Lane about a month or so ago, and I just loved the space and thought this is a place that I really want to run workshops with like-minded people. And yeah, so I'm really excited to be part of the festival as well, and being part of the panel on the Friday night and delivering a workshop on the Saturday.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing, and we're definitely excited to have you here too. I'm going to pass over now to Peter Anthony, who's going to share a bit about himself, background, what you do, and what has brought you to Beach Lane over the last few months.
Thank you, Nicola. I came on board here at Beach Lane about 3 or 4 months ago, and have been specialising in running workshops on spiritual growth and personal growth, Hanuman healing, which is a form of emotional healing, and spiritual counselling. And I've found the space and the energy of Beach Lane just beautiful. The people are delightful, very supportive. So it's an environment for me that basically encourages the sort of healing that I'm very passionate about. My background is a career actually starting in the corporate career and management consulting. I did that for many, many years and came to the realisation increasingly that that was an occupation, an industry that I wasn't particularly happy about, and particularly the values that I had and the values that I saw exhibited day to day were just very much a clash with my own beliefs. So progressively, I've over many decades now, have gotten increasingly involved in various spiritual pursuits and personal development pursuits, and that led me to becoming a qualified spiritual counsellor and Hanuman healer and trainer. And the things that I'm particularly passionate about doing here are introducing people to Hanuman healing and doing practicing from from Beach Lane, and also training people to be Hanuman healers and to help heal the emotional hurt that we carry in our bodies. And so I'm quite passionate about that, but also another particular interest is an initiative I've started called Men with Spirit, and that is aimed at helping men to particularly address the issues they have in their life and what I'll be covering at the Winter Festival. And subsequently is the issue of men and the problems they face, and I'll come back to that later on. But I'm just delighted to be on board, and I bring a particular background, which is perhaps different to a lot of people, but I can certainly identify with men and the issues that they face in their life.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing as well, Peter Anthony. It's great to have you on board. And as you can hear, we have such a diverse range of skills and qualifications and life experiences that have come together here at Beach Lane. So I'm excited to have these three lovely practitioners joining me this morning, as they are going to be a part of our upcoming Beach Lane Winter Festival on July 21 to 23. We have some practitioner workshops being run on the Saturday upstairs, so that's July 22, and all three of these beautiful practitioners will be running workshops on that day. So be sure to join our Facebook event and get onto the website, so www.beachlane.co, to find out more details about what these very talented practitioners will be offering. But we also have a really exciting family forum evening happening on Friday the 21st here at Beach Lane. It's going to be running from 7:15 for a 7:30 sharp start in the cafe. We have a panel made up which consists of these three practitioners plus an additional two who weren't able to join us this morning, Trish and Deanne, who will be bringing their own expertise to the panel. But we are super excited to have already released the tickets for this event, and I'm going to come around now and ask you guys to share a little bit about what you'll be bringing to the panel at the Friday Family Forum on July 21 at Beach Lane. So we'll start with you again, Tim, because you're going to be presenting and offering up your expertise for questions and answers at the end of the evening. I will just say as well, we'll have the lovely Shannon O'Brien from the Pajama Foundation emceeing the evening. So it's going to be fun. Can you start us off and share a little bit about what you're going to be bringing to that Friday night?
Well, I'm actually very privileged to be part of a family forum, because I'm actually a single man and have had no children so far at 63 and a half. And so what do I bring to a family forum? I think I bring something very important, because I think in modern days the non-family members, the non-immediate family members, aren't included in the family. I think the worst things about modern life is this concept of a nuclear family, one couple trying to bring up a family. In India we say it takes a village to raise a child. I think the non-parents got really a lot to offer and to contribute to the bringing up of children and the support of families. And also throughout the weekend I'm running a workshop called Kitchen Kid Care, kitchen remedies and ways we can look after our kids' health in a lot more natural way. So I'm very happy to be a non-parent as part of the family forum.
And we're very happy to have you on board. So thank you for sharing, Tim. What about you, Alison? What are you going to be sharing with our forum on the panel on the Friday night?
I'm going to be talking primarily about gut health and the importance of looking after our gut health, not only our own, but our children's as well, which is becoming so much more important than we ever thought, because we have these hidden conversations going on between our gut and our mind, and what we put in our gut affects every aspect of our health, including our mental health. And I think it's important to recognise that when we're all sort of pulled in so many directions now and we're so busy rushing around and, the supermarket shelves are flooded with food that's marketed as healthy and with labels such as sugar-free, fat-free, gluten-free, when really it's just full of non-food products and chemicals. And these are having a huge impact on our gut health and our children's gut health. And what we're seeing a lot of now is children with things like eczema and constipation and bloating and low energy levels and anxiety, depression, ADHD, and that all comes from the gut. So I'll be really... I enjoy helping families understand easy ways to help bring whole foods into their home easily and how that can really improve everyone's health.
Thank you. Yeah, such an important part of the family life and home, and bringing up our children these days with a healthy, nutritious diet.
Yeah, and I think also being the most medicated generation, ours and our children, it's important to remember how that impacts our gut health as well, and that determines a lot of diseases we end up getting and just how we're feeling, our mood, our anxiety levels.
Definitely. Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Alison. And Peter Anthony, what will you be joining or bringing to the panel on the Friday Family Forum night?
Nicola, what I'll be focusing on during that session is what's love got to do with it? A focus on men and or men in the spotlight. And what this is focusing on is the role of men in the family and men generally. And what we're finding is that so many men are uncertain as to their role, and this has caused them to feel under stress, and sometimes they hold this within themselves, and other times they take it out on their families in inappropriate ways. So there are challenges there that men have to deal with, and what I'd like to do in this brief session is to just introduce some hope that there are ways of dealing with this, coming to terms with the expectations that society places on men these days and those changing expectations and how to deal with that. And just by taking small steps, there are ways in which this can be addressed. So we obviously can't cover that much in the short time in the evening, but hopefully I'll introduce ways in which men can look to the future with hope and just realising the importance of love in all of that. Self-love, love of the family, and love more generally. And the other topic I'll be covering at the weekend is on the Saturday I'll be doing a workshop on finding love in your life and the values that underpin a loving relationship going forward.
Thank you. Thanks, Peter Anthony. So, yes, all three of these practitioners joining me here this morning are going to be at the Friday Family Forum on July 21 at Beach Lane, and they will also have their individual workshops on offer on the Saturday, July 22nd, upstairs here at Beach Lane as well for the Winter Festival. So, big thank you to you all for joining me and sharing a little about yourselves and what you'll be bringing. Again, I think you can all agree there's such a diversity on offer here, and we will also have an additional two members who weren't able to join this morning, Trish and Deanne, who will be making up the panel of five at our Friday Family Forum. So be sure to get onto the Beach Lane website, www.beachlane.co, to find out more information. We've got the event listed on Eventbrite as well. All the links will be there. And again, a massive thank you to Radio Caram. It wouldn't be possible to have our Beach Lane Presents without you. So thank you. Wishing you all a wonderful weekend.